fired up. Gold 92.5.
Quite a great effort on your behalf too. Well, we've been checking in with Jakey every day, but you've decided, no, I want to be at the heart centre of it all
the
with
cold
Jakey,
face.
The cold face where the rubber meets the road. That's where you are right now. How's everyone feeling?
Look, I wouldn't be going that far, Bridge. All I'm doing is doing the first hour. Jakey's really, I'm just taking, getting him out of the starting blocks, and then he just keeps on going and I wave him goodbye. So he's done a remarkable effort. Awful living too. So we know how important and how good that charity's been over the last few years. But, you know, Jakey is here with me. Have you got any questions for him? Because I asked him before, how's he feeling? And he said, well, he hobbled in, but he said he's still feeling 100% because, you know what, he can finally see the finish line.
Oh, Jake, look, we're fine. We're in a studio. We're sitting down. Life's great. For you, Spider said you hobbled towards him this morning. What sore?
I got a few little things going on with my feet, but it's I've been like this since sort of day three, hobbling around. It's been a different journey. My body's been adapted to be able to run now, so once I sort of start getting the motions moving, the body starts sort of warming up, and then once I stop, I start hobbling around walking again.
Yeah, when I spoke to you on Friday, Jake, you said that day you'd done your fastest time yet, which was, you know, 23-odd marathons in. Do you think you're going to keep getting quicker and quicker?
Well, it's one of those things. I think the body's starting to adapt more as well as the mind, and the body itself's getting stronger. So the whole idea was to train to complete 7 marathons. And once I completed the first 7 marathons, I was going to get the body in shape and ready to complete the rest. So far, so good.
Jake, what's harder to push through, the mind chatter and that part of it, the, you know, the anxiety, the bad parts of that, or is it harder to push through the physical side?
Look, the physical side definitely is one of the hard ones because there's been a couple of days where, you know, I've had to stop sort of every kilometre just to swing out the legs to get that sciatic nerve pain sort of under control. So, but I mean, when you're running for the right reason or doing things for the right reason, nothing's going to stop you.
Well, livin.org, if you want to check out more info on the cause and the driving force behind what you're doing there, which is a fantastic cause, and you are a superstar, mate. Congratulations on getting this far. Only a few days to go.
That's it. And I've got a lot of people to thank, but I'll do that at the end.
What an amazing effort. 31 marathons, 31 days.
What a superhero.
Yeah, and Spider, we'll check in with you in a sec as well, mate, doing the first hour of the marathon every day this week.